Hello and welcome back to the Football Foundry, sponsored by Roughneck Scarves. It has finished. The Premier League season, the Football League season almost has finished. Just got a couple of playoff finals to do. But other than that, it is done and dusted for another year.
Yeah, done.
Are you satisfied with your team's performance this season, Matt?
No.
Nor am I. So we're in the same boat on that one. So this episode is currently being recorded on Tuesday at 5 p.m. due to Gareth Southgate announcing his England squad, his 26-man England squad, his extended squad. But he's now basically bottled it and thought, shit, I can't do this. I need more time. And named a provisional 33-man squad. So we will go through that. We will see who's in ours, who's in his, and make some final adjustments before he does announce his final squad. There are a couple of names in his squad that could potentially move into our squad. Don't know. We'll have to see and assess it. I'm James, by the way, and this is Matt.
Hello.
So we've seen the season out with Chelsea and Liverpool stealing the final Champions League places. Spurs have qualified for the Council Estate Europa League conference thing. It's shit. And Arsenal have missed out on European football altogether for the first time in a record 29 years.
They've had a well shit season though, innit?
You rehearsing for your Arsenal fan TV debut? God. But yes, it's not been great from Spurs and Arsenal. But I mean, what can you really do?
Could be worse. Could be Sheffield United.
Yeah, you could be Sheffield United, which is painful. Yeah, could be that. Do you know what's annoying? Back to back wins as well.
I know. You should go relegated ages ago, mate. You might stay.
Too little, too late. We finished on 7 wins, right? Let's just put this into perspective. 7 wins we finished on. Yeah. Fulham and West Brom got 5 each.
Yeah, but they managed to get some draws, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we just lost.
You didn't get draws.
Yeah, we got 2 draws all season, which is like shocking.
Hey, wouldn't it be shocking if you had 36 wins with it though?
It wouldn't.
That wouldn't be shocking then. That'd be really good.
Yeah, it would.
What about perspective?
It's a shame we haven't got that.
Could have been 36 defeats.
Could have, yeah, could have. But yeah, I mean, it's a shame Leicester lost out on the Champions League place. I mean, Chelsea lost 2-0 on the day. Liverpool won 2-0. Ugh. And then Leicester were winning 2-0.
2-1.
2-1, sorry, yeah, 2-1.
1-0 and 2-1.
Yeah, you're thinking... come on, they've got this. Chelsea are losing. Liverpool are winning, which is fair enough, is what it is.
Yeah.
But as it stands, they've got it. And then Gareth Bale comes on.
And just did things.
Yeah, Gareth Bale secured himself a move somewhere else because he's obviously banished from Real Madrid. Mm. And I doubt he wants to play in the Europa Conference League. But just quickly touching on Arsenal as well, how's this going to affect Arsenal going forwards? Because a lot of people are worried about them, but I'm not that worried because when you look at the actual team, it's the kids that are doing the bits.
Yeah, I don't... As bad as it sounds, I don't think it's the end of the world for them if they were to lose Lacazette and a banging...
Gary build going.
Yeah, I don't think it's the end of the world for them.
No.
There's money in that club to start with, so they can afford to buy some players if needed, get some more youth in that team if they want.
See, I don't even think they need to buy all that many players. I think they need to get rid of a few that are obviously hogging up some wages, like the likes of Willian and a few other players like that. But, I mean, there's a lot of talented youth in the actual squad. I mean, you look at Saka, you look at Willock, I'll know, at Newcastle. I mean, he deserves to play in the Arsenal side. Without doubt.
A shot.
You've got... is Maitland-Niles is only on loan, isn't he?
Yeah. But you got Smith-Rowe.
Smith-Rowe.
You got Martinelli.
Nketiah. Martinelli.
You got Tierney at left back. You've got...
Rob Holding's not young, but he still plays for the first team. Like,
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent in that team where they could fill the positions needed with them players.
Absolutely.
And just give them the chance. I mean, look at players like Mason Mount. Like, he's really come on this season. Like, really come on. And it's because he was given his chance and that faith has been given to him to show what he can do. And he's done that.
Absolutely. He's definitely stepped up. So
I don't see it being too big of an issue for Arsenal to try and bounce back, because the kids will want it more. The kids will want to perform better than these players that are on 350 grand a week. Like, I just feel like it'll be a better route for them. But the purpose of this episode, we are going to go through our predictions, not just Premier League predictions. We're going to go through as EFL predictions. I know the playoff finals haven't been played, but I mean, we might not even have got the prediction right anyway, so might not matter. And if they're in the playoff final, we'll award a point. Why not? Because we're kind like that. And because Matt is incredibly... what's the word? Incredibly organised. I'm going to say organised. He did not keep his piece of paper in which he wrote his predictions on last season. No. At the beginning of the season, should I say.
So, to be fair, you might have stitched me up. I'm pretty sure I didn't have Sheffield United top of the Prem, mate. So I think you're trying to screw me over here.
So numbnuts here had to listen through to the prediction episodes and gather the predictions.
I would have listened to it, but I've had a busy day.
It's fine. But what's funny, in that episode, we joke about me having to do that last time as well, because you moved house and lost your piece of paper that you wrote on.
You know, the bad thing is, I actually found that piece of paper.
You say in the episode, that. I'll probably find it in a week or so, but that's probably going to make the situation worse. And then you sent me a picture of your predictions.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. But yes, I managed to gather up Matt's predictions and sent them over to him. So he now has them.
Yeah,
I have mine. So we're going to start down in League Two.
Oh, okay.
I best explain how this works. So if you get one right, you get a point. It's currently 2-1 to me.
Shocking.
So Matt, if you win this, your draw is level on predictions.
Cool.
Basically, if you get the position right, you get a point. And then we've got some personal opinion ones towards the end, in which we'll just sort of debate and decide whether you earn a point or not for those. But League Two, Matt, playoffs. I believe we both went the same with Salford.
Yep. And they didn't even make the playoffs.
No, they did not. So that is not happening. So, nil pois for playoffs in League Two.
Yep.
For third place, who did you have?
Mansfield.
I had Tranmere Rovers.
Got it.
Yeah, who've just gone out of the playoffs, which is a shame. But yeah, so nil point for both of us there as well. Second place, who did you have, Matt?
Exeter.
I had Mansfield in second place. Where did Exeter finish? Ooh, ninth.
Yep.
Where did Mansfield finish? 16th. Jesus Christ. That's painful.
Yep.
And League Two winner, who did you have?
Bolton.
Oh, finished third. I had Cheltenham. And I've put in brackets, best defensive record, just 27.
You actually predicted Cheltenham?
I actually did. Because I listened through and I said the only reason I picked them is because they only conceded 27 goals the entirety of last season.
Oh, fair enough.
So
Have you measly points?
Yeah, 1 point to me. League One. I had Sunderland in the playoffs, and that went well.
At Ipswich.
Ouch. Ninth. I had Oxford in second place, which looking at it now is a bit of a push.
I had Charlton.
Where did Charlton finish? Oh. Just outside playoffs. And then... first, I had Peterborough. Are we back?
Yes. What is up with your effing connection?
Thanks, Zencaster. You're great. Right. I might just leave that in. First place, I have Hull.
You had Hull?
No, I didn't. I'm reading the league table. First place, I had Peterborough, but it was actually Hull. Who did you have?
I had Bunderland.
Ooh, so no points all round. I'm gutted that I put Peterborough first and not second.
Yeah.
Because I don't have another point there. So it's still 1-0 to me, and that's two leagues done and dusted. Championship. Now, listening to your predictions on this, Matt, it hurt me a lot. I'm not going to lie. It did actually hurt me a lot. So, playoffs. Who did you have for playoffs, Matt?
Swansea.
Which, I will give you a point for that, because they are in the playoff final. Okay. So, there we go. And they've got Brentford, haven't they?
Barnsley. Final. No, Brentford. They played Barnsley. Brentford, yeah. Apologies.
So, I hope Brentford win that, because it's someone different in the Premier League.
Yeah, agreed.
They've been knocking on the door for quite a while, and I think now could be their chance to do it.
Yeah.
Don't know how well they're doing in Premier League, but it's just nice to see newer teams.
Absolutely.
Second place, I had Watford. Who did you have, Matt?
Norwich.
And who did you have in first place?
Watford.
I had Brentford in first place, but I got Watford right in second. This is how annoying this is, you know. Like, having swapping them round and you'd have got 2 points.
I'd have had a full house.
Yeah. Well, you would have, yeah, because you got the Swansea in the playoffs. So, yeah, it's 2-1 to me at the minute. And we move on into the Premier League. So, how we did the Premier League is we did all the league table, the full league table, 1 to 20. And we'll start at the bottom and just work our way up, shall we?
Okay.
So, in 20th, I had West Bromwich Albion.
Fulham.
Then I had Fulham.
I had West Brom. Points.
Oh, so 1 point. 2-2. Yeah. Okay. Things are getting heated now. In 18th, I had Aston Villa, which of course was Fulham.
I had West Ham.
It still tickles me, that one. That's the only prediction of yours I could remember, because it was so bold at the time. I do understand why you made that prediction, but it's funny in hindsight.
Moyes turned it round, so fair play to him.
Yeah. At 17th, I had Crystal Palace on the basis Zaha was gone.
He didn't. I had Burnley. No, sorry, that's the league. No. Apologies. I'm reading the league table.
You do Brighton. What I did before. Brighton. Yeah, fair one.
Which is just one off.
16th, I had Brighton, which is a point.
I had Villa.
Yeah. 15th, I had Burnley.
15th, I had Palace.
Oh, I finished 14th as well. That's painful, isn't it? 14th, I had Sheffield United, which went very well.
I had Burnley.
13th, I had Leeds. I actually put Leeds to finish above Sheffield United, which is not like me.
13th, Wolves.
You had Wolves?
Yeah, 13th. No, I didn't. Oh, my, I've done it again.
No, you read it.
Sheffield United.
Point Wolves in 13th would be such a strange prediction.
No, Sheffield United.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I didn't think it was Wolves. 12th, I had West Ham.
Southampton.
And you know what's annoying? I had Newcastle in 11th and they finished 12th.
So did I.
Guttering. Yeah. 10th, I had Southampton, and that was actually my bonus point, because what we did as well is we got into a little bicker about it not being a round number of points. So Matt was like, let's do bonus points and lock a position in. If they finish there, you get bonus points. Who was your bonus point, Matt?
West Ham.
Mine was Southampton in 10th, and that obviously didn't happen. At 9th place, I had Leicester.
Same here.
So that went well. 8th place, I had Wolves.
Everton.
Ooh, that's close. 7th place, I had Arsenal.
Wolves.
sixth place, I had Everton. Spurs. I had high hopes for Everton. In seventh?
Oh, or sixth, sorry. Sixth, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was, one out. Fourth, so we're in, are we on fifth or
fifth,
fourth?
Fifth.
Fifth, right, okay. So fifth, I had Spurs, and it was actually Leicester.
Arsenal.
Oof. Right, and then we've got the top four, which we have got right, but are they in the right order? So, fourth, I had Manchester United.
Same.
Third, Chelsea. I had Chelsea. Yeah. Second, I had Liverpool.
Same.
And first, I had Man City.
Same. So,
out of all that, I got two right.
I got two, didn't I? I got someone else. Or did I not? No, I got West Brom. I got West Brom and City.
I got two, yeah, West Brom and City, yeah. So it is, what? What's the score? 1-2.
3-2 to you?
I've got four. Four.
Oh, I was only one behind you, mate, going into that. And I just got two.
Well, I got Brighton and Man City, Watford and Cheltenham. Yeah. So it must be 4-3.
It is 4-3. Apologies.
Yeah, because you were on one because of Swansea. Yeah, 4-3. Yeah. So 4-3. Okay. So let's go into the more personal preference / cup winners, all that sort of jazz. FA Cup winner. I had Chelsea.
Unlucky. I had United.
No one would have predicted Leicester to finish that. No. And if they did, that's a miracle. League Cup winner. I actually had Man City.
So did I.
So that's another point each, 5-4. Player of the Year. Now, this one obviously hasn't been announced or anything yet. We had the PFA Player of the Year, so we could sort of go off that.
Yeah.
I put Kevin De Bruyne.
Same.
And it was Ruben Diaz that got it. Yeah. So, nil point. Young Player of the Year. I really want to shoot myself for this one, but again, it's that hindsight thing, isn't it? Who'd I put know? Kai Havertz.
Trent.
Oh, I mean, these last few performances haven't been too bad, but he had a real stinker this season. I mean, let's be honest, Phil Foden's going to get that, isn't he?
Surely.
Yeah. Top goal scorer, I went Aubameyang.
So did I.
He's usually a banker, though, isn't he? Usually is a banker. But, yeah. Overachieving team, these are personal preference now. I've got Everton, which personally I don't think they have overachieved at
Leeds.
All. They did initially. Do you know what? I'll give you a point for Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds overachieved.
Definitely.
Top half finish in their first season back. Yeah.
Definitely. Point. Is that 5-5 now?
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is going to be hard to persuade you to give me a point for this one then. Underachieving team. I've got Burnley.
West Ham.
Oof. Can I argue for a point from Burnley?
I don't know, mate. That's like their normal sort of position.
All right.
They didn't get relegated. If they got relegated, I might, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Manager sacking. Now, I haven't actually looked up who the first sacking was, I think.
Well, no, it isn't my guy because he's still in the job. So, I'm out.
Mine's not. And I don't know who actually got sacked.
Who was
first.
Yours?
I've got Bilic, but was it Lampard that got sacked first?
I think Lampard. I don't know, mate. It might be Bilic. Let's have a look.
I should have actually looked that up before recording, but there you go.
Just one sec. I'm going to see a picture of Fat Frank, am I? Oh, Bilic. There'll be a picture of Bilic.
What are you searching? Just who was sacked first?
First managerial sack in this season, Premier League. Oh, what the hell? I made this more convenient. What? Since 1992? Oh, hold on. This might work, you know. But did it have a date on it, though? No, doesn't get that far.
Welcome to this week's episode where Matt learned how to use Google.
Trying. right. I've got dates and all sorts here.
Oh, go on then.
Billich was first to be sacked.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
When did he get sacked then?
16th of December.
And when did Lamps get sacked?
25th of January.
Ooh. Oh, Billich got sacked after the 1-1 draw, didn't he? With City.
Could have been.
Remember talking about it, yeah. oh, yes, that's a point then. So, the next one is a bit of a jokey one. Is the first player to move to China. And you said...
Benteke, but I don't think even anyone went to China this season.
No, they didn't. And I said Olivier Giroud.
Yeah, China's dying down now, so it's not really a thing as much.
Yeah, they've got wage caps and stuff in shoes now, aren't they? So it's
all the big players are leaving.
Yeah. Signing of the season. Mine's hilarious. So what's yours?
Who's hilarious?
you'll laugh when you hear it.
My sign of the season was Ruben Dias.
Ruben Dias?
It wasn't really. I wish.
Oh, can I say?
I wish.
I can't remember what it was.
Callum Wilson, I'm guessing. You wrote Wilson, so I'm guessing it's Callum Wilson. But when he has played, he has helped Newcastle, but sign of the season might be a stretch.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, value for money, you could argue.
I am going with that. Value for money, definitely sign of the season.
Mine's Rian Brewster.
Oh, God, mate. You should dig it. You know what? That's so bad you get deducted a point.
30 Premier League appearances for that kid.
No one goals.
And he did not score a goal. Daniel Jefferson, 3 Premier League appearances, 1 goal.
Yeah, man.
Difference. Hopefully he kickstarts next season, if he's still with us anyway. So, I got 6 points and you got 5?
I believe so.
Oh, so I've got another win under my belt, which well makes it 3-1.
Well done, you.
Only scraped it, though. I mean, it was a close one, that.
Mm.
Close one. But yeah, there is predictions that we made last season. Obviously, we'll have one coming up where we make more predictions for the following season. And we've also still got Champions League football to talk about next week, which could be fun. But what we have got to do now is we are going to go through our should I stay or should I go England squad. I've not got the music again, so Matt, would you like to play it for me?
Should I stay or should I go now? That'll work.
I might use that to replace the actual music. So yes, this is Should I Stay or Should I Go? This is where all season long, myself, Matt and you, the listener, have been building an England squad to go to the Euros 2020 one year later. We currently have Pickford, Pope and Henderson as our goalkeepers. Stones, Dyer, Mings, Shaw, Walker, Trent, Maguire and Chilwell as our defensive options. And then in midfield, we've got James Ward-Prowse, Phil Foden, Phillips, Grealish, Bellingham, Rice, Mount and Saka. And then in attack, we've got Kane, Calvert-Lewin, Rashford, Sterling, Sancho, Lingard and Greenwood. That is our 26.
Have we got every player correct apart from Nick Pope because he's out injured?
I believe we have.
It looks
that every way. Player that is in this squad is in Gareth Southgate's provisional squad.
Apart from Pope.
Yes, apart from
by
Pope.
By the way,
but...
we'll get onto it, but Aaron fucking Ramsdale, you taking the piss? But yeah, carry on.
He's like the next English goalkeeper though, isn't he? he's sort of got no choice. But yes, I think replacing Nick Pope with Sam Johnston is the correct way to do
things. Yeah, I think that's fine.
And having Dean Henderson as the backup keeper, yeah?
Yeah.
And Sam Johnston as the third.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah. So, obviously, the only reason that's different is because of injury to
Pope. Otherwise, Pope would have made it. Don't doubt 100%, it.
Without a doubt. The only player that is not in this list, but is in our list, who we thought would be Southgate's go-to guy, is Eric Dyer.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So, I like the addition of Ben White.
I don't see...
He's young.
Ish.
I think Godfrey or White to go isn't a bad shout because it'll
yeah
give them camp experience. And
it's the whole point of taking a young player, but the young player also needs to be able to contribute if needed.
Yeah,
but who's more likely?
I think Godfrey would provide more than Ben White would.
I do.
So we're saying Godfrey.
If it's between the two.
I mean, what
Ben White's had a bad season, to be fair.
I mean, Connor Cody's there.
Is Cody not in our list?
Cody's not in our list, no.
Get Cody back in.
What, instead of Dyer?
Yeah.
So Connor Cody.
Did we take Cody out recently? Because I thought he was in there.
I don't even think we put him in because Wolves haven't had the best of seasons, have they? It was a toss up between Mings and Cody.
I swore we had Cody at some point.
But
It was a tie up between Mings and Cody.
Yeah.
Then Wan-Bissaka, Dyer, Mings, and Cody.
Yeah. The thing that worries me about Southgate's squad is he's got Trent in there.
Too many right backs.
He's got Reece James in there. He's got Kyle Walker in there. And he's got Kieran Trippier in there. He's got to drop two of them for me.
One.
What, you think Kyle Walker can fill in as that centre-back if he needs to?
And I think he'll play Trippier both sides if needed, as an extra layer of cover. I think out of all them... Oh, God. Reece James? No, but Southgate loves James.
He does. He really loves him.
He loves him. Trent still goes for me. I know he's not at the
best. The fact that Wan-Bissaka's not even named in the provisional 33-man squad. But
it's a joke.
It's just a joke, isn't it? It is an actual joke.
I'm going all Charlie Austin. It's a joke. But
it's the best league in the world.
Best team in the world. Can't even get in it. Wan-Bissaka. But we have gone abundant to right back, so...
Yeah, I mean, we are kind of blessed, but I mean... Walker can fill in as a third centre-back. Luke Shaw can fill in as a third centre-back.
Left-sided, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he really wanted to. If, say, for example, Maguire wasn't fit or Stones picks up a knock, he could have one of those that is fit, Maguire or Stones in the middle.
Yeah.
Walker and Luke Shaw either side.
Like inverted wing-backs, yeah.
Yeah. And then you could even, I know this sounds mental, but to keep it attacking, but with that defensive cover, you could still have like Sterling and Sancho on a wing as wing backs. I know that sounds ludicrous, but they've got defensive cover because they've got a full back behind them, if that makes sense.
Glenn Hoddle said something similar. I watched him on YouTube last week, so we were picking his England squad. He said about playing Sterling as a wing back.
Did he actually?
He did.
I've got the same mentality as Glenn Hoddle.
He also got sacked, mate, so stick with it.
That's great. I feel like you set me up then.
Nope.
Oh, God. But yeah, I mean, that's an option that they could play.
Yeah.
One of them right backs needs to go, at least.
Who would...
Kyle Walker's just won the Premier League.
Walker goes. Walker goes
without a doubt. Kieran Trippier's just won La Liga. I know he's had that ban, but Southgate loves him. Kieran Trippier's just won the
Liga. He's not in a World Cup semi-final, mate.
Yeah. He's got to go. And I know we don't really... Out of the four, he's probably the worst ability-wise. But
we say that just because we don't see him week in, week out.
Exactly.
But we say that, but Jude Bellingham's definitely in our squad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%. And then you've got Trent and Reece James. And, I mean, Trent hasn't had the best of seasons. But
personally, for me, Reece James doesn't go for me.
Yeah.
Personally, Reece James doesn't go.
I agree.
I wouldn't be throwing my toys out the pram or anything if Trent didn't go, but Reece James did, because I think it is... They both have got the... Reece James is still really good going forward, but I think Trent's better. But I think Reece James has a little bit more about him defensively than Trent does. So it balances out.
But you're fine with the left back of Luke Shaw and Chilwell. 100%.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Can't even argue that. No. I mean, it's not even up for debate.
Shaw starts.
Yeah.
With Rashford ahead of him on the left-hand side, I think. So you've got the Man United link. But Chilwell definitely still goes as an understudy, or if needed, he'll probably start some games as well, Chilwell, because It's not end of the world if
Chilwell was... Walker and Sterling on the right side? Is that what we're saying?
I would try to make as many club links as you can, because it's familiarity, if you know.
Poor Harry Kane, eh?
He's
the only one.
No, dude. This is perfect for him. So he's got Man United on one side and Man City on the other. He'll decide it for him.
Let's see who assists more.
Then Mason Mount turns up. You know what? Chelsea are still in the party.
Oh, God. And then you got James Ward-Prowse popping up.
Yeah, he ain't going to Southampton. Don't be stupid. Too far.
So let's move on to the midfield, where Southgate is named Bellingham, Henderson, who's back fit, who we did address last time.
If Henderson's fit, he goes for me still.
Yeah, so 100% goes. We do need to make adjustments on that. He's got Jesse Lingard, Mason Mount, Calvin Phillips, Declan Rice, and James Ward-Prowse.
James Ward-Prowse. I think. Phillips would be the other choice, but he loves Phillips. But go on, say what you're going to say. Before I cut you off.
Well, I don't know. I'm surprised he's classing Lingard as a midfielder and Foden and Grealish as attackers. So he's obviously seeing Foden and Grealish as playing on the wings and not as central, just behind the striker. So that means the likes of Lingard and Mount would be used as an attacking midfielder. That's how I'm seeing that anyway. And Grealish and Foden would be used on the wings.
Right.
So why is Ollie Watkins going?
Ollie Watkins won't go. He'll be one of the ones that gets called.
He ought to be, because... But if there's someone that deserves a call up for England, it's Bamford over Watkins. I'm sorry, but it is.
But I don't think either of them would have gone in the final squad.
I'm not saying they would have gone, but in this squad, I'd have had Bamford in over Watkins.
He picked 33. Why couldn't he just pick 34 or 40 or 50 and just get everyone that he wants down to St George's Park, wherever it is? Just have a few training drills. And you know what? Whoever scores the most penalties can come.
Last man standing.
Yeah.
Last 26 men standing.
Either playing Wembley or something or whatever the kids call it nowadays. And
yeah, that would have been quite good. So the midfield.
You get Henderson in.
Yeah, we need to get Henderson in. Ours looks like, so far, Ward-Prowse, Foden, Phillips, Grealish, Bellingham, Rice, Mount and Saka. Who isn't on that list for Southgate?
They're all on that list, aren't they, for Southgate?
They are.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it more difficult. The one that isn't named... Oh, no, he is named. Greenwood.
Yes, sir. He's going. He's going.
So how have we managed to condense a 26-man squad and be okay with it? But Southgate can't do that.
No. He gets paid by the hour, mate. He's got to drag it out. We don't get paid for this. We just get our opinion out there and done and just stick by it.
Yeah.
Henderson, mate. Who's going? Between, in that midfield list...
James Ward-Prowse provides something that no one else in that team can, and that is consistency.
Okay, mate, if that's the case, Saka's gone for me. And I know you're going to throw your toys out the pram about that, so what are we going
to
do?
I don't want him to go.
Who else is between then? Phillips, but he'll be going.
Is he not injured now?
He's not injured.
He had a knock on last...
He's not
last
injured enough.
Season.
He's still in the squad.
He's not injured enough. So we'll go around to his house and get his knee a knock or his shoulder, whatever it was. Yeah, it's going to have to be Saka, isn't it? Let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, he's named in that provisional squad, but...
We'll put Henderson back in for Saka.
Yeah, I agree. Henderson's got to go. You can't not take him. Just for his presence, really.
And I think our attacking doesn't change.
Not at all. So we've got Kane, Lewin, Rashford, Sterling, Sancho, Lingard and Greenwood. Southgate has got Calvert-Lewin, obviously Ford and Grealish have been bumped up there. Greenwood, Kane, Rashford, Saka, Sancho, Sterling and Watkins.
The only thing that he's got that we haven't is Watkins, and he's not getting ahead of any of our forwards.
He's not, no. And, well, do you know what, though? What worries me now is that if he's considering Foden and Grealish as wingers, that's going to limit Greenwood's place opportunity.
I think Greenwood's just going to be in the squad. I don't think he's going to be... to be fair, ahead of behind Kane, he's probably the best finisher we've got.
Yeah.
Just saying, out of all that list, he's better finisher
he's
than
a natural
Lewis,
finisher.
Yeah, better than Rashford, definitely better than Sterling, Sancho, yeah, Lingard, Greenwood's definitely a better finisher than all of them. Kane,
yeah,
no. But if they're desperate for a goal, he's not a bad shout to throw on. But I think his main rotation would be between Kane and Calvert-Lewin. But if you're desperate, he might throw Greenwood in. Or if we've qualified after the first two games,
give him the last
he might
game.
Throw Greenwood in.
Yeah.
But Greenwood still goes, 100%.
Well, I'm happy with that then.
Yeah.
I mean, what it does do if we're moving Grealish and Foden into that attack, it leaves us with Ward-Prowse, Phillips, Bellingham, Rice, Mount and Henderson.
But the thing is, the way he's doing it, though, he's got all his midfielders who are attackers, like the cam position, into attacking. Yeah. So you only actually need probably about four centre midfielders.
Yeah.
Which would be Ward-Prowse, Phillips, Bellingham, Rice and Henderson. We've got five, in fact, for two positions.
But we've just taken... Oh, no, we haven't taken Ward-Prowse out.
No, we kept him, got rid of Saka.
This is a tough one, isn't it? But Ward-Prowse has to go. I mean, the guy's just finished two seasons having played every single minute and every single game of Southampton seasons.
Yeah, no Europe, though.
I know there's no Europe, but still a lot of football to play consecutively for two straight seasons.
Yeah, probably about 90 games in 2 years.
Yeah. So, I mean... He's got go. He just provides.
No,
something
I like him,
he's
and I like
creative.
And like his set piece. His set piece ability.
Oh, set
adds...
piece. Oh my god! That I've never been so on edge over a set piece when it's flying at
like,
you.
Even his corners, a top draw. Like, it won't be Iceland all over again when Henderson can't hit a play or Harry Kane in the first game taking corners. If Ward-Prowse plays, he's on every single set piece, no issue.
I'm so glad Roy Hodgson's retired. That was clearly early onset dementia, that.
It was Gary Neville that suggested it, mate.
Was it?
Yeah. Have you not watched that
documentary? How is he a respected pundit? Yeah.
Gary Neville told, because it was that interview that was on YouTube on that Skybet channel, I can't remember what it's called, but it was Gary Neville and Harry Kane playing golf. It was Gary Neville that suggested that Harry Kane took corners because he took them the best in training.
Oh, Christ.
But the thing is, though, if we'd won that first game, they'd be like, oh, my God, what an inspired choice Kane was on corners. But because they didn't, it was just an easy thing to scapegoat out, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, he's one of the world's most prolific... I can't even say that
prolific.
Word. Yeah, prolific strikers. Yeah. And to have him on the corner is stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we've tinkered with a squad. Are we happy with it now, Matt? Is this our final squad? I mean, I was going to make an argument to get Joe Willock in there, but
nah.
The fact that Southgate hadn't even considered him is... Makes seven goals is seven games, mind, consecutively.
No, he's done well.
If he gets back on loan at Newcastle again, gets another four goals in four games.
I think he'll be in Arsenal's first team next season, mate. I don't see that.
True. But would his record still keep going if he started for Arsenal in the first game of the season?
No.
Scored. Would it not keep going?
Oh yeah, it would. But the whole thing about his 7-7 was that he matched Alan Shearer's Newcastle record.
Yeah, but I'm wondering about Jamie Vardy's record, mate.
11.
11 heaven.
Yeah, he got that goal against De Gea, Man United, wasn't it, for the 11th?
Yeah, took it off an Easter roar. Yeah, I'm worried about that record. I mean, if the kid keeps bloody shoving it back at net. I mean, his goal for Newcastle this week, it were a cracker. He ran from practically his own box.
Yeah.
Like, it takes something to do that.
Absolutely.
And he's got it in his locker, so... I mean, maybe at World Cup he could be, if he keeps going where he is.
Yeah.
Maybe at World Cup he could be challenging the likes of Foden and Grealish and Mount.
Yeah.
Sort of players. But we'll see. We'll see. But that is everything from us this week.
Yeah.
If we're finally happy with our England squad, we look forward to speaking about the Champions League next week. And obviously, just sort of look ahead to the Euros, and we'll maybe give it a few predictions on that. We'll see how we get on.
Euros, France, move on.
You think France? Have you seen the Spain squad, by the way?
No Real Madrid players. Brilliant.
Not one single Real Madrid player, but it looks like the worst possible team they could have named.
Mm.
It just doesn't look threatening at all.
Yep.
I mean, when Pedro's one of you starting wingers, you've got problems, really, haven't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it doesn't look good for Spain, but... Do you fancy Germany?
Nope. France.
So you think France are going to not just win the World Cup, but are France going to do what Spain did 10 years ago?
I think their squad's that good. They're going to a bit of dominance. Unless, I think the only other nationality team that might put a spanner in their works is potentially us, personally.
You think?
Yeah, I think we've got a tasty...
It's got to be a toss-up between England, Germany and France, I think. But... I don't know.
But France's squad's just ridiculous, mate. And they've just brought Benzema back into it. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like, as if it weren't bad enough.
You know? Yeah. But
it's crazy, isn't it?
Griezmann, but Benzema, yes. Mbappe. Jesus Christ.
It is filth.
We've just got Kane.
Filth. Yeah.
The strikers.
Kane. Strikers. Foden, though. Foden. He could cause some scenes.
I hope so.
This Euros, and a lot of it is played in England. So I mean, winner.
Chicken dinner.
Wouldn't take much to bring it home.
No,
not a long walk. But yes, that is everything from us this week. So if you would like to get in touch with us and be like, how have you missed Dean? No, not Dean Henderson. How have you missed the other one? New Sheffield United keeper. What's
Ramsdale.
His name? Ramsdale out of our England squad. You can do so by getting in touch by heading to our Facebook or Twitter by searching for
at Footy Foundry.
And whilst you're on Twitter, be sure to check out our partners, the Beautiful Game Network, by searching for
at BGNFM.
And finally, a huge thank you to our sponsors, Roughneck Scarves. They are the official scarf provider for the MLS, USL and US soccer. You can get yourself a custom-made scarf for your team at
roughneckscarves.com.
Boom. And it is absolutely bawling it down outside right now.
Not too bad here.
Oh, it'll come your way.
It's dead in north.
But yes, before my throat completely caves in, we shall call it a day. So Matt, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much for listening, everyone. And we'll be back again next week.